Hello, everyone. Welcome to the series of talks, A New Life with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza. We invite you to join us. We are talking lately about health. It's a subject that's important for each and every one of us. We care about our own health, the health of those around us. And in each and every one of these talks, we choose a specific topic in this large field that's called health so that we'd be able to connect and to go deeper into what Rav Lightman has to tell us about how we can upgrade our health and how we can put new content in this topic. So what we'd like to talk about today, Rav Lightman, is the health of the heart. We talked about all kinds of different aspects, and in the heart of things is our heart. So Nitza, some opening words about the health of the heart. Okay, so the heart is something we always talk about, even symbolically, as the center, the heart of society, the heart of the country. The heart is probably a very central system within a person. So we're interested in knowing what do you think is the role of the heart, and how do you see the heart, and the heart as a part of this great system that is called the human body. The heart is truly the center. First of all, spiritually, we relate all of the desires and passions of a person to the heart, all of his direction, and to speak from the heart, to fill the heart. The heart signifies the center of life, both in corporeality and both in the spiritual sense. Why? Spiritually, it symbolizes, of course, it only symbolizes, it's not that the organ itself, because we can exchange organs, we can even put something mechanical instead of it, it's only a pump. But this pump is very important, first of all, because it presents us the main action in nature, which is to receive and to give. It receives blood from the whole body and passes it onwards through pressure in all of the organs to clean and again to renew. And then it flows the blood to the entire body. So, of course, the heart does not work alone. It cannot pump blood throughout the body alone. But with the help of within all of the blood vessels, there are all kinds of actions there that operate together with the heart mutually, and they are the ones that push the flow onwards to each and every cell, to each and every place in the body. The heart, all in all, it's not that it has power, it's more of it gives the pace. Gives the beginning to the entire action, and then all of the lots of systems in the blood vessels, which we only know about more or less how that works, they work together with the heart. The heart is not the only pump in the body, but all of these systems that are tied to it, they belong to the heart. And of course, there are a lot of problems with the operation of the heart because the reception and giving need to be balanced, and that is what the heart depends on, its operation in the body depends on, and also what the entire body depends on. And we can also see this in the more emotional and spiritual levels in a person, because if these systems of reception and giving are balanced, just like in the physical body, then the person is in balance and harmony with his environment. And it's the person is just like the heart. He receives and gives, and in such a way, he functions in a healthy way with all of the rest of the people around him. So we are also tied between us through our hearts, in our attributes. And ideally, we need to use them harmoniously with others to give and to receive everything we need. And the heart itself actually doesn't need anything. just a small amount of energy, only so that it will be able to function. But it doesn't feed on the blood that flows through it. It doesn't receive anything from it. And also, it doesn't take anything from what it gives. Its role is to give, and its pleasure, if we could say that, is to serve the entire body, to give life, livelihood, flow to the entire body. So this is an example of a person's emotional, psychological health, so that if he also behaves in this way, then consideration to others, love thy neighbor as thyself, don't do to others what you hate yourself, to give to society and the environment everything that he needs, everything that they need in order to fulfill their desires, taking only what he needs in return. This is the action, this is the way the heart operates. And all the research are now showing that, and what we've been saying here is that we are all connected, also psychologically, emotionally. And so these systems influence one another. And it's already clear to us from the nervous system and our psychological systems that if we are not in harmony, if something's wrong with us, then the heart is influenced by that. Why do we say, oh, my heart aches because something happened to my heart? Because the nervous system, it influences the heart, it reduces and the heart feels things immediately. So we have to understand that the higher systems of the relations between us, the egoistic heart, the heart that is completely used only so to receive and not to give, that acts in the wrong way, it has to be in harmony. So actually, from the level of our desires, the level of our relationships that are broken, this influences also our physical heart. So if up until our days we weren't so interconnected in society, in our global society, in the integral connection between us, then it wouldn't influence us so much. But today, in the past dozens of years, let's say from the middle of the last century, the interconnection that is revealed is more tight, and yet we are still continuing to use our ego instead of trying to improve our mutual connection. Then it turns out that by that we influence also our physical heart. So it's no wonder that all kinds of heart illnesses and blood vessels are increasing and becoming dangerous. One of the greatest dangers to our health. And so, as much as we treat it, and really we know how to treat the heart, because all in all, it's not a complicated organ in itself. But we make a kind of correction of its operation through all kinds of means. But still, the number of cases of heart illnesses do not decrease, and the statistics show a negative tendency, inclination. So it shows that we still have not begun to correct the relationships, the connection between us. And only if we treat things on the human level, which is the highest level, and organize our relationships in the correct way of reception and giving, and make this correct flow between us in the equal, correct way, in the calm way, in harmony between us, then it will influence all of the other systems, and firstly, our heart system. So we can talk here about how the heart is built in accordance to the spiritual structure, its rooms, and its actions, and the system that is tied to the heart. These are interesting things, but I don't think that This is the topic that we should go deeper into here. As usual, just like with every illness, we heal the problem itself, the symptoms that are easy for the eye to see, and not the true causes. Just like the doctors say, that everything comes from the mind. So if we would organize our relationships, our thoughts, our desires, the heart is the center of our desires, also in the spiritual sense. The heart also live, it's in the Hebrew letters, it's 32, and that's the 32 paths of wisdom. There is a lot about it that has to do with the wisdom of a person. So what else can we say? Love. That's how you cure the heart, with love. All the crimes shall be covered by love. So if the heart operates in order to supply everything it can for those outside of him, that means that he's operating through love towards the body, towards others. And then, of course, that brings healing. Instead of heart institutes, I'd open love institutes. I would teach people, at least as preventive treatment, to do so. He needs to understand that. Okay, yeah, so we're going to reach this preventive medicine. We've also written that down, this Love Institute. But let's look at the statistics that you mentioned. By the way, the United States is the first, its first cause of death is heart illnesses, and in Israel it's the second place after cancer. So this is interesting to see that it's very characteristic of Western countries. The Eastern countries are less inclined to heart illnesses. And also, it's interesting that the heart illnesses are not illnesses that come towards the older ages. It's not because the body is worn down, but it has more to do with lifestyle and nutrition and all these things. And now you've connected relationships with others. You explained how actually the heart system is connected to our relationships with each other. So if we look for a moment at Western countries and Eastern countries, is there a difference? Well, there is a difference, because in countries in the East, there are more close relationships between people. It's as if they are developing countries. They have not yet gotten out of their ego. They haven't yet developed the ego, where you have more individualistic tendencies, but they still have more community atmospheres, and that, of course, makes it easier on the heart. But, of course, if you look at the statistics and you look at the past 50 years or 100 years, you'll also see that it's rising over there. And also in Western countries, you didn't used to be this way until they reached this modern level of development. It all depends on the extent of our ego and how much each of us is closed off within himself. And then a person's heart explodes, you could say, if it's not operating in the correct way, in harmony between all people, between and all the other people, between themselves and with the nature around them, then all these things, there are systems and subsystems of the general system that needs to be in harmony. And the heart is, it's harmed by this. And also the illness of cancer, which is the correct functioning of our cells, and with the same connection, that is the relationship that is malfunction, then this also brings cancer. And here also there's blood pressure together with the heart that also completes the picture, because this all comes from stress that a person's ego gives him when he's not in balance with others. So he develops blood pressure and all kinds of problems, all kinds of fats that clog the arteries and more. So this is a very interesting subject because blood pressure is something a lot of people have, and high blood pressure. So, and it's not clear what are the reasons for high blood pressure. I read in one of these articles that over 90% of the cases, it's not clear why they happen. Well, it's very simple if you look at it from the spiritual perspective. A person doesn't want to be connected to others. He's closed off within himself. And then the heart has to forcefully, against one's desire, to supply the heart to all of the entire body. A person's being closed off within his desires. It's as if he disconnects the heart from the entire body. It's as if it doesn't operate within the rest of the body, and then he doesn't receive their desires of all of the organs and the parts of the body. Also doesn't want to supply this to them. The heart becomes obtuse, closed off. And just like a person is obtuse towards others, then also his physical heart becomes this way. But still, in order to operate, it needs to also develop for itself, more pressure, to operate with more pressure. And this is where blood pressure comes from. Now, also fats, all kinds of artery blocks. This all comes from also the same ego that clogs the passageway, this relationship between the heart and the rest of the parts of the body. This is one reason, one cause. I don't find so many words with which to add. Well, I'd like to ask, at the beginning of your explanation about the way the heart operates, you talked about balance between reception and giving. The heart receives and gives. And you said that it doesn't do all the work, but it gives the pace. It determines the pace. Yes, it mainly gives pace to all the smaller pumps that we have in all of the blood vessels. The heart, if we check it, we'll see that it doesn't give enough pressure in order to flow blood to the tip of maybe some cell at the tip of my small finger. There is no such thing on my pinky. Do you know what kind of pump it would have needed to be? And everything would have had to explode within the body. What such pressure it would have had to exit the heart with until it reached the tip of the foot. It's a pump as big as this building it would have needed to be, because our blood vessels it's a huge system with the tiny vesicles. And if you calculated, just like in mechanics, in hydraulic systems, you'd see that it's impossible to develop such a thing that where it comes from the heart. But the heart, it gives the pace. And in accordance to this pace, the heart vessels operate in accordance to that. And then they take it onwards and onwards. And they have pumps that around the vessels, which push the blood forward until the place where it needs to go. So the pace that the heart gives, the problems with pace, problems with blood pressure, this burdens the body and gives commands that are malfunctioned to all of the rest of the vessels and arteries. So it's a system that works in connection between it, inside of it, but this connection becomes malfunction. So it's just like with cancer, where a part of the body doesn't feel that it's part of this body, it's not in harmony with the body, and it begins to treat the body as something strange to it, and it eats it up just like some praying beast. It's just like that, the heart begins to feel that it doesn't owe the body, it doesn't have to supply the body with life, and then you get all the problems. It all comes from the spiritual systems where we fall into ourselves more and more and close ourselves off from others and don't want to be in relationship with others. So the previous generations didn't suffer from this so much because they didn't find themselves in this human system that is so integral and closed. And therefore they would relate to each other in a way that was okay enough. It was correct enough. If they hated it, it didn't influence their body so much because the system wasn't closed. And even if they killed each other, well, the truth is they suffered it better. They were more able to be together. It's like you give examples about where you lived in the country that there didn't used to be such walls around the houses and distances. Everything was more open. My house is your house. And now it's the opposite. It's different. So it's the same also here. From here, we can see that how we've cut our relationships away, and that influences us from inside because nature is round. Before blood pressure is a bit later. At the basis of the operation of the heart, you said there was balance between giving and receiving. So if the heart is the captain of this process, how does it feel? What is this point of balance between giving and receiving? It has to be equal, completely equal. I need to give as much as I receive. And my life, the energy that I need for my life, I receive it from a completely different place. It has nothing to do with my work. My question was the balance. How does it determine the balance between giving and receiving? A mother that treats her baby, her entire heart is focused on her baby. How much should I give to him? As much as he needs. So then she wants to know everything about what he needs and to supply it to him accordingly. She doesn't consider herself, take herself into consideration. She only sees herself as the one who needs to fulfill her baby's needs. This is how the heart operates, the healthy heart. In the healthy system. This is what a person needs to be like towards everybody else. This is the example. Where will you get the power to work this way? That's another question. You'll get it from a different system. But you're saying, where is the point of balance? The point of balance is by me completely being inside of the baby, inside him, or completely being focused on serving others, 100%. And thoughts of yourself? I don't think about myself. You know how we sometimes say that about somebody, he doesn't eat or drink. So then, taking care of himself is not something that he takes seriously. You know, he does it somehow in order to continue to take care of everybody else's needs. And it's the same here with all of the cells and organs in the body. This is the way it needs to be. This is the general health of the body. And we also need to be this way as cells of human society in one body. And then we will have health, ideal health. In corporeality and spirituality. So to give and receive, this balance between them is something that a person determines in all of his desires and his entire heart. We even say it this way, that one is completely dedicated to others with all of his heart, from his heart. So then, none of us determine this. The balance needs to be to feel others to the maximum, to receive their desires and needs, and in the same maximum amount to give. And I constantly grow. How, by what do I grow? By to what level? The more I feel their desires and needs, I get the ability to give to them. This is the height by which I advance, to which I advance. The more I can feel their desires, the more I receive the ability to fulfill them. Okay, so here I want to come to a topic that confuses people a lot. Psychologically speaking, usually people people say that they give everything away but do not know how to receive. What do we need to receive? We need to receive the needs of others. So it's a question. What is it that we receive? Okay, so this is why I want to open up this definition, because there is a confusion here. There is truly a confusion here. I open myself to the reception of others' needs in order to supply them, to feel them as mine. This is called integration with each other. And by becoming integrated with each other, I supply the desires of others in the same circle as much as I can feel them. People who are close to me, to the family, and to my city and the world. It depends on the height of the person, of his development. That's on one hand. On the other hand, because we are in this mutual interconnection, also others need to do the same work as me. And then I am the one who receives from them, and they are the ones who give to me. To them, I'm like a cell that they need to give to everything it needs, and they are like a heart towards me. And me, I am a heart towards their needs as cells. And this is how we operate. That each one is the one who bestows towards others, and also receives from others because he wants to give them the opportunity to bestow. It turns out that I receive in order to bestow. I receive from others their desires in order to bestow to them. And I express my desires towards others in order to give them the opportunity to bestow to me. And all of this is done mutually. And nobody does this in the intention to receive. No, he gives. Either he gives directly or indirectly. When he gives others the opportunity to bestow. And this is how we feed from one another, as is written, go and make a living off of each other. Nobody can feed himself. So there was a question here. So how can I receive? What will I live from? From what others do for me and care for me, never for myself. And this is what we learn from the concept of mutual guarantee, arvut. I feel I need to be certain that they all care for me, and by that I am separated, or I am free from the need to take care of myself. I have no option left to take care of myself, and then I'm completely free to care for them. And this is how we mutually reach arvut, mutual guarantee, mutuality. And this is called the correct work of human society, where each one operates as a heart towards the other, and each one gives the option to the others to perform in this way, to operate in this way. When we read the materials, we discovered something very interesting. We looked at the development of the heart all throughout history, and we discovered something very interesting, that the development of the heart evolved through many, many years, and really the first need of the heart is when a few cells came together and became a multi-celled organism. As long as they were just single organisms, then the heart wasn't necessary. The heart began to be a need when a number of cells began to connect amongst them, and then it became necessary. So when I look at that, and I look at the society where we find ourselves in, what kind of comparison can you make there? How do you see the connection? What happened to our heart today? Well, now we are reaching the need for the heart in human society, because before, this need was not felt, because we weren't interconnected. We were supposedly single cells. We would live off of each other, but not in the internal way. Just egoistically, whatever I have, I give to you, and what you have, you give to me. However, what is being revealed now from the middle of the 20th century is that we become one body, one family, the entire humanity are tied together. And if we become one body, then there needs to be a connection between its cells, as you said. And so here we need one heart, one mind, for us, as just like in our body, to share the systems so that they will be just like in our body. And in the future, even this close future, humanity will have to actualize this. Otherwise, it won't be able to function, either through suffering or through awareness and agreement, understanding of this connection. But it will find the way how to build itself up in likeness to our body. The general system of our brains and the heart, such systems that will operate just like our internal organs, the liver, the kidneys, and so on. And without that, just like the physical body, just like the physical body cannot function, also the human society body won't be able to function. You said before that the heart feels, and also that it dictates the pace. And that's why it's so sensitive. How does it feel everything so immediately? This is the nervous system that operates this. Well, my question is, how does it work? At first, you could explain to me how this works in the body. And in parallel to that, how can I, as a person, become sensitive? How can I be immediately sensitive? Through what systems? Through what sensors? First of all, I don't want to go into that because these are things that I am also not a specialist in this enough. But first of all, the matter that the cells of the heart are made of, the property of the heart is such that its cells themselves, they operate impulsively. It's like we cut a frog's leg off and then it's still, or a tail of a lizard. It continues to, I grew up in the country, so I know a lot about cutting those off. So the cells of the body, they continue to contract even if you cut them away. They have a generator inside of them that operates in the matter itself and the... And then this is one thing. And the second thing is there are a lot of systems. Even if the brain stops giving the heart commands, the heart has further subsystems in it that still operate the heart in contraction in its work. We see this in cases in which a person in a person is dying. Right, there's always the question of where, how do you determine death, according to the brain or to the heart? Right, because it's to such an extent that even inside the heart cells themselves, there's still the ability to contract and to continue their work, even when all of the other systems are completely dead. This is the type of cells, special types of cells, that have internal systems of their own, truly internal systems of their own, that they have themselves. So the question was, how does the heart, how is it so sensitive and so that it can immediately feel things? Right, because it's innervation. How will I say this? It has these nerves. Okay, so this is the physical level. It's less interesting to me, but the allegory is more interesting for me to relationships between people. Because you said before that each one of us needs to be a heart, to function as a heart. Let's say the three of us, each one towards the other, needs to be a heart. How will I be sensitive and feel everything immediately? So first of all, we need to talk about systems in general. In what are they different? The nervous system is the quickest one, is the fastest system. It responds the quickest to everything or anything. Also, its speed is relatively high. It's fast. And these systems are not ones that we control. Sure, you can control your heart pace and the nervous system, but for that you already need to operate certain, or to exercise, or do all kinds of specific exercises. So the heart system, it's destined or it's designed to react immediately. And to influence the lungs, you begin to breathe heavily when the heart the heart pace goes up and your eyes change. So this also happens with animals, especially because they need these all these reactions where the body comes together and reacts, contracts if there's a danger or something, some task they need to perform. So the heart receives commands. It's so clear that I don't know what to say about it. Okay, that's clear. But if you take the metaphor of a person being as a heart towards others, let's say amongst us, I need to function as a heart towards you. She's a heart towards us, and you're a heart towards us. No, but this only comes once we begin to feel each other. So that's exactly my question. How can we reach that? Because you said that the heart feels immediately. It's the one that gives the pace and operates systems that comes afterward. How can I be a heart like that? How can I feel immediately? Well, first of all, you need to correct your desires until you reach a state where you can feel others. These feelings between us, it's like the nervous system where we're all connected and you feel me and I feel you. The heart doesn't feel. It feels a nervous system. You can cut the heart away and the person won't feel that you've cut it off. There are no nerves there. It's a completely different system. So you firstly need to work in connecting to others. And so you'll have the same system of understanding and feeling. And then you can operate this mutuality where you understand what he wants and he understands what you want. And you have this state of integration between you. and this common desire to build a system of relationships of give and take, and to discover between you a higher, better essence of life, a new essence of life, and then you begin to operate this system of reception and bestowal. Let's say it like this. Let's make a new bullet. We have a head, the head of the partsuf, and there we make all kinds of calculations. And after we've done all these calculations, then we operate the body. So the head of the body is the system of the brain, the nervous system, the computer system. And then we operate the reception in order to bestow, which is already in the body, after the calculation was made. So the heart is not the first system. It's a system that operates in the heart in order to already supply the body with life. It's not the upper system. This is the system that actualizes the decisions. It doesn't make the decisions itself. It carries them out. You described a connection here between the brain and heart. So maybe to complete the picture, we're used to thinking that the brain thinks, right, the head of the partsuf is the brain, and the body is, say, the heart, especially, because all of the other systems to clean the heart vessels, to bring them oxygen, and more and more. This is already the extra systems. But mostly, all in all, it's the brain and the heart. So in the matter of the heart and mind, if I look at the causes of death in Israel, then cancer is in the first place, and then it's heart diseases, and in the third place, it's heart vesicles in the brain, seizures. This is the third, brain seizures. This is in the third place. So until now, we've spoken about the heart and the way in which it operates, and we understood that in regards to the body system, but you said that if we learn how to relate to each other properly, then we will have general health, also in the social level and also on the level of the body. So let's talk a little bit about the brain. We can, well, maybe we later talk also about the lungs, that they also operate this way, also our kidneys in pace in accordance to that. And all of our systems operate in give and take, take and give, they all operate in the same way, in the same style. And the pace of each and every one is synchronized with the other systems. Also the lungs. They don't operate together. There's something very special mechanism here. When you look at the order of the systems, so how does it work? The upmost system is what? This is the brain. So let's go to the brain. Until then, we talked about the heart. So let's pass and go on to the brain. Even though the heart, but the brain is also not the brain itself alone. It's also the bone marrow. We don't understand until now in our anatomy, which we study, we don't understand the connection between all of these things in the body. It seems to us that the brain, there are a lot of systems in it. And the brain is to be found in all kinds of places in the body. It's like its branches, its messengers in all parts of the body, without which he doesn't know what to do, how to operate. It's like in a state where you have representatives in all kinds of different places, and otherwise, if I don't have them, I won't be able to carry out what I want to do, and I do it through them. There's a microprocessor in the brain, but there's a question there. Let's say it's this way. But if we go deeper inside, we'll see that it's not in our body at all. person becomes more airy. There's no mind. I mean, where does he receive all of his commands? What does he work according to? We begin to feel that he receives this from the environment. The environment operates him. When we will discover, I hope, in the near future, that the life of a person depends in his connection, in his willingness to be connected to the environment, and then his brain receives a command from the environment. And the more that this person, this cell, is necessary for the environment, and if not, no, just like in our body, millions of cells constantly die every moment, and instead of them, new cells come. It's the same with us in human society. If you are needed in some way, then you live. And once you're not necessary, then a command comes to the brain. And then we have all kinds of seeming causes or happenings. And in accordance to that, a person dies from his corporeal function or role. So let's go back to the brain, because this will certainly be a topic about which we will talk. So let's complete this discussion of the brain. We talked about the heart, let's go to the brain. You explained the basic principle of the correct functioning of the heart, where it needs to keep this balance between giving and receiving, and through that to have the heart flow to all of the organs in the body. Is there a super law by which the brain needs to operate in order to function properly? The brain operates correctly only if it feels a system, the system that it's above it, that it's higher, according to which it needs to relate, to serve, to receive commands from. Because all in all, it's somebody's brain. It's just one cell. And this cell, this person, he has to be connected in its general sense to all the others and to nature. So the brain, ideally, it needs to know what is its private role in the general system. It needs to know the general system in his in the way it relates privately to him, how to function in order to hold his place correctly in the general system, how to serve the general system. And in accordance to that, he operates its private body, the heart, the lymph system, the heart system. It doesn't matter what happens in the body, but this entire body is operating in accordance to how much it can be connected in the whole way to the general system. So then we, in our health, our bodily health, and not to mention our psychological, spiritual health, are completely connected and tied to others and to the entire universe. And all of these systems actually depend on each other. Our ego, this is what puts the malfunction into all of the systems, according to their levels, to the different cuts, whatever you do. So by a person correcting the way he relates to others, by that he actually causes the changes in his own systems in general. But we can't see this immediately because we're dependent on each other. And then until we all become corrected, then we can't really talk about healing in such a way of a private person. I understood that the system that you explain between the individual and society, that the individual, his brain, needs to receive commands from the higher brain, the general brain. So in order for this understanding to that we understand this fully, I want to go back to the person's body to start with that, and then to understand better the spiritual level. So a brain seizure is one of the highest causes of death in Israel. So what happens there exactly? If the brain when something malfunctions in the brain and there is a seizure, what's gone wrong? What principle was broken in the operation of the brain or the body? What happened there in a person's body? I want to understand this first in the body system so that it will be easier for me to understand this in the system of an individual with society. You ran quickly to explain this on the human level, but I want to understand it on the body level. Like with the heart, I understood properly that there needs to be balance between giving and receiving, that this is what it needs to happen inside the body. There needs to be order and harmony. And then when people will do this too, between them, they will have health and harmony and order. What happens in the brain? But really, it's not problems that happen inside the body system or the system of the blood vessels. It all comes from the brain commands. And then it comes down to the body in the hierarchy from up, from the top down. Okay, so the brain is the head of all these processes. It's not even in the head. I already mentioned this. It's not even in the front, because our private brain is really only that which adapts or connects between us and the general system, because it operates in accordance to the commands from this general system. I don't exactly understand what is this general system, so first I want to understand what happens inside the body, and then you can talk about what happens with a person and society. So let's go back for a second to the body. There's the brain. It runs the systems of the body. That's right, Rob says. Okay, so is there a principle according to which it runs the body? According to the general need that is outside of him. According to what happens outside of the body? Yes, because we don't operate, whether we want to or not, it doesn't depend on us. We operate in general humanity outside of us. Okay, I'm Oren. Let's say I live in Petah Tikva. I have a body, I have a brain. So it starts here. The general society or humanity is too general. Okay, your brain receives commands from the general field in which we all live. No, I don't understand. What does this mean? Just like you receive orders on the phone or something, signals you receive. This is the way your brain is constantly connected to the general system. How? Through what systems? This doesn't happen through the cellular phone. So how? No, it's a system that is not, well, how will I put it? It's outside of our matter. It's just that we're in this one unified field. Here, we're beginning to exit the body. The person. You ask me, how does this upper system operate? The brain is the upper system. Inside a person, in the body. Yes, you have the different levels. The brain, the bones, the tendons, the meat and the skin. So I'm telling you, this upper system will not function unless we know, we won't understand it until we understand where it receives its commands from. And it receives them from a higher system. And then Oren asks, so where is my brain getting these commands from? It is getting commands even now? Yes, from this field, from the field that is around us of wisdom, of light, of the thought of creation. I don't understand. Let's say now I'm holding this pen and I have this cup in front of me. Say I'm doing this action, I'm taking this cup, and my hand moves. Before you said I'm going to move my hand, you got a command from above to do so. Who did this? This sounds mystical. Why mystical? Something that you can't grasp with your hand is mystical. No, I want to understand. You see, I have the boundaries of my body, the skin separates Oren from the surroundings. So I want to understand in this way. So we'll understand something, because you're running ahead very quickly. So let's talk about the brain inside the body. Is there a principle according to which the brain runs the systems of my body, Oren's brain? How does it work? Is there a principle? The heart had the principle of balance between giving and receiving. I understood that. I understood that also it's worthwhile for me to do this in my life with others, because then I'll be better off. So now we're talking about the brain. You said it's the highest system, the upper system, uppermost, even higher than the heart. So according to what principle does it operate correctly? It operates correctly when it's balanced with the general brain, the general mind. I can't. If it's an upper system, I can't escape here from something that exists above it, because that's where it receives its commands from, its orders. We've already reached the end. It's just like in quantum physics and all those systems in science. We've already reached the end where we already need to go past the boundary, and we are at the boundary with something that we have not researched yet, but we can research into there as well. If you want to research where your brain is connected to, why does a person receive a brain seizure? Why does he have that? What happened? Not why in a mystical way, but why technically? What's been broken? Technically, their blood pressure came to the blood vessels in the brain and they erupt and he gets a brain seizure. Did the heart cause this? So the heart caused it. You said the brain is higher than the heart. No, the commands, of course. Let's say you sprain your ankle, then it's not the leg itself, that the foot itself that did it. It came from the upper commands of the brain. Yes, of course. Okay, so the brain gives the commands. Why does it have malfunctions? Because it's not connected correctly to the general brain, the general mind. The person is only a result from creation. If I sprain my ankle, it's because there is a problem in the upper system. Let's say you fell from some height and broke your leg. Where did this come from? From the commands that the brain gives to you through all the rest of the organs, of the actions that you've performed. Why? Oh, go above and see why, if you want to know the reason, the upper reason, the true reason. If you want to say that you don't, then maybe it's because there was something you slipped on. I didn't see something. You can find a lot of reasons of why it happened to you and why this way and not in a different way. 1,001 speculations and confusions. But all in all, the true reason is higher up in the hierarchy. It comes from the upper system. We're nearing the end. Let's talk a little bit more about the connection between the heart and mind. What is the law according to which the right relationship between the heart and mind happens? Well, there can be one system or a number of systems that are correctly connected between them if we, all in all, do not correct the connections between all systems. The single and the general are the same. This is a law that you cannot escape. That's why it's hard for me to relate to the human body as you wish me to do. Just like in medicine, the leg hurts, so then it's something in the leg. And if it's something in the hand, it's something in the hand. No, we're talking here about systems. Systems is already something that it has nothing to do with the conventional medicine. Systems is holism. It's even more, it's spirituality already. The spirituality of a person, his thoughts, his role in the general system where all of us are tied together. This is where, and truly, we don't know the reason for any illness, the true reason. And therefore, we need to finally rise above to the level of causes. And once we correct it there, we correct the reasons, the causes, we won't need any medicine. You'll be able to throw away all the medicines, all the technical utensils, because you'll have just one reason. The level of balance between who? Between everyone. The individual and the general are the same. This will give you your level of health. Okay, our time is up for this talk. I'm sorry you're not fulfilled, but no, I'm very satisfied. I'm going to seek balance now with everyone. Thank you very much, Rav Leitman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you to you for being with us. Let's seek the balance until our next talk on health. Let's be healthy and balanced. All the best and goodbye.